the rest of the story. As the good ship Steadfast emerged from the shelter of the sound, rounded Cape Hatteras on her course for the open Atlantic, the winds whipped up, the swells heaved against her hull. Lou Dearborn, the 16-year-old deck boy, clung to the rail for all he was worth. The bosun leaned into the forecastle and called to his crew over the howling gale, "All out, sea boots and oilskins." For less than a league off the bow, it was raining sheets from the blackening sky, and soon the Steadfast may be shipping seas. In moments, all hands were at their stations on the 4,800-ton flush-decker. Would they ever reach port at Liverpool, many began to wonder. But young Lou Dearborn, remembering that hurricane in the West Indies on his last voyage, predicted with all of the naive optimism of his years that what lay ahead could be no worse. Well, he was dead wrong. For even behind the highest waves, the Steadfast was rolling mightily like a terrified elephant straining at its tether. How would young Lou Dearborn know such a thing? Why, he'd been an elephant handler in his even earlier youth as a roustabout with the Hagenback Wallace Circus. That is, between boxing matches in small towns here and there, for Lou Dearborn's is the diary of an adventurer. From the time he was small, Lou longed for faraway places. At 15, he dropped out of school to go see them. All loose things seemed to drift to the sea, he found out early on. And so did he. As a crewman on an East African schooner, he would visit the world's most exotic ports, most of them in the Orient. For a wild, wonderful while, he even roamed the mountains of western China and Tibet with a rowdy bandit gang. Returning stateside, he earned traveling money with his fists. He won 34 of his 59 bouts as a light heavyweight, and before he knew it, the world was at war. And when the guns were quiet, the tank corpsman from North Dakota, now in his mid-30s, entertained his comrades with a tale or two, all true, of how his great-granddaddy had been scalped by the Sioux, how his grandfather had fought in the war between the states, and then it got around to Lou. About how, as a teenage drifter, he'd picked fruit and baled hay and skinned cattle and dug ditches. How he'd been a lumberjack and a longshoreman and a miner and a prize fighter and all of the rest. And every one of those soldiers listening, enthralled, would say, "Lieutenant, you ought to write all that down." And one day Lou did. Well, now, wait a minute. He wrote it down, sort of. For this man you've just met, you really never knew. You never knew the real-life adventurer whose own real-life exploits would put the most extravagant fiction to shame. But you do know the stories he made up. The whole world knows those. In his lifetime, he would publish more than 100 volumes of adventures that never happened. But the next time you read one of those flights of his fancy, you'll recall the boy running with the bandits through Tibet or clinging to a ship in a hurricane, a young explorer who became America's most read Wild West author, Louis Dearborn L'Amour. Louis L'Amour? Louis L'Amour. Now you know the rest of the story.